Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Mike, what's the game plan for the starters, specifically Drake, come Friday night?
Again, focused on today, and they'll get a lot of reps. So today, different situations, and again, I would say most everybody that's healthy should expect to play in the game. How long they'll play, I don't know, but we have to prepare to play in football games and, you know, prepare to win football games. So that's the mentality that we're going to take.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Mike Vrabel the other day leading up to Patriots joint practices. He expects everybody who's healthy to play at least a little bit in the game tonight. What do you guys want to see specifically out of Drake May in the first team offense? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get you the week in review coming up about 40 minutes from now at 12:45. We also have Keefe's Keys to the preseason.
Woo!
At 1 o'clock. Now, it's not just the game tonight, right, Keefe? It's the whole preseason?
It's the preseason.
All three games lumped in.
Just the preseason.
Oh.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. The entire
game. Maybe there's some for tonight. Maybe there's just some for preseason. Tune in to find out.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. Less than an
hour
from now.
It will be different than Jermaine Wiggins. Jermaine Wiggins had his keys to the game tonight.
Yep.
Not to spoil them, but it was Will Campbell, receivers Drake May. So these will be a little different than that.
Okay. Well, we'll get those at 1 o'clock, plus grab bag and the clip du jour. The news of the day, Joe Mazzulla, multi-year extension with the Boston Celtics. Can't say that's shocking. I know not everybody loves Joe Mazzulla. Good opportunity for him to prove himself this year without Tatum or get exposed, depending on when Tatum comes back. We talked about his timeline for a return as well, based on some comments from Rich Gotham, the Celtics president. Sounds like he's ahead of schedule. Sounds like he's going to force the Celtics to make a decision at some point. So you can weigh in on that as well. Again, 617-779-7937. But in the meantime, we were talking about Drake May and how much he should play. I think, and I already felt like he should get a series or two. After watching Burrow last night, he should play the same amount Burrow played. What did Burrow get? I think 15 reps,
nine or 10 pass attempts,
whatever it
or
was.
Or no, 10. Was he like 9 or whatever? Yeah.
I think he threw an incompletion on his first and then was complete every pass after that, pretty much because he was peppering Jamar Chase all night long.
Smart.
So if Burrow can get two series in a preseason game, Drake May absolutely should. The other side of that coin would be the Colts game last night, Anthony Richardson. And hopefully May has a little more sense than Richardson, but May left a couple of games early last year and got himself concussed one time, and we thought concussed the second time, leaving against the Chargers later on in the year. So maybe he doesn't have that sense, and maybe you got to worry about putting him out there. I wouldn't. I would get him out there. I would get him reps. I want to hit the ground running week one. I think the Bengals are sick and tired of starting slow. They haven't been giving their guys preseason reps the last few years. They said, enough of this. We lost to the Patriots week one, for God's sakes, last year. It's what prevented us from making the postseason. We're going to start on time this year. We're not going to screw around. And I think if the Bengals can do that, the Patriots should do that as well. May should get at least a couple of series tonight.
Yeah, smart by the Bengals, really. You know, they need to do something different because they've been so bad. Last year, we saw it firsthand how bad they are early in the season. But as it relates to the Patriots, I think if you're Drake May and you, let's say you start the game and you look in the huddle, your center is new. You never played in an NFL game with that center or the left tackle or the left guard or the right tackle. Depending on which of the three running backs you use, that might be a new guy. Right. And then a couple of your wide receivers might be new. So the only players you've even been on the field with in a game setting are what? Hunter Henry, Mike Onwenu, and like Ramondre.
Yeah.
Everybody else pretty much Pop Douglas too.
Yeah.
And Booty. But like you could have
a lot of Trey Jacobs the way it's trending. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess, well, it could be him. But no, but like most of the offensive line could be new. And I don't think Steph Diggs plays, but maybe he does. Maybe Matt Collins plays. Maybe Kyle Williams plays. You know, Henderson. Plus, Josh McDaniels is going to be the one calling in the plays. Mike Vrabel is going to be the one overseeing all of this. Like, that's a lot of new stuff. And you weren't exactly lighting the world on fire a year ago. You aren't Jaden Daniels. Like, it's funny that this is the opponent in game one. Same draft class, you know, go right into the league. Different first years. Jaden Daniels goes all the way to the NFC title game. He returns with a team that has the same offensive coordinator, same head coach. If he doesn't play at all, I won't question them. I'll be like, all right, that's your plan. Maybe he plays next week.
I don't know that I'd really question it either, but do you think Daniels plays tonight?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Do you think he should?
No.
So I do because there's no McLaurin. He needs reps with Debo. Like
No McLaurin's also another reason why I think no. Like, if they think, unless they think he's not coming back.
That's what I'm saying. But if what if you got to play the first month without McLaurin? What if this does bleed into the season?
Yeah.
No, you but then your quarterback punted on the offseason because he's like, oh, I got chemistry with McLaurin. I won't have any with any of these other guys. I'd say the same thing about him. He should get a series or two tonight.
See, I would probably play him a quarter or two in the second game and then not in the third. That's how I think each quarterback, like, I don't think you can have sort of a rule for every player and for every team. You know, Jaden Daniels, that's how I would do it. Drake May, I would play him tonight for a series or even two. I'd play him probably a half in the second game and then let him sit in the third game. That's how I would do it for him. I think he needs more reps with everybody around him than a Daniels does.
Something that Curran told us on Tuesday that I meant to bring up earlier in the show because it was rattling around my head today. And this would not be my reason to play him. In fact, I don't really think it's a good reason to play him, but I do think it's a reality. And the fact that Curran said it got my antenna up. He's like, well, don't the Patriots kind of owe their fans a little something in these preseason games? It's a home game. Drake May's here. Not everybody could make joint practices the other day. So, you know, are you going to make your season ticket holders drive all the way down to watch four quarters of Ben Woolridge? Or are you going to give them a couple of series of Drake May? I'm not saying that's a good reason to do it.
Yeah.
But are the Patriots down bad enough business-wise where they're like, let's get Drake out there to keep people happy?
Yeah, I kind of get what he's saying, but I wouldn't factor that in. Like, if I was Mike Vrabel, I'd be like, whatever you think is best to get the team ready. It's the same complaints I have in the NBA. Like, I think it's nuts when these guys play, they take 20 games off a year. I don't know. That's what they decide, and if that makes them the best for the postseason, and if they think that gives them a better chance to have those guys healthy long run, that's the ultimate goal. So for most teams, like, that's what you want to do. You want to, you know, make the playoffs or whatever else, and you want your guys to be healthy. Because there's the two sides of that, right? If he's playing late into a, not late, but if he's playing extra reps in a preseason game and gets hurt, you're going to have all the people in the world be like, why the hell was he even out there? So it's obviously a fine line with it. I think a lot of fans, myself included, have just kind of accept preseason football is what it is. Like, I'm not saying like, oh, you owe the fans to see more of these guys. Like, it's a ripoff. It's a giant ripoff. Like, what I think, like, the Supreme Court was going to look into it or something. Weren't they literally going to, like, talk about how, like, you shouldn't pay full price for what is not a full product?
It's fraud or something
it
like
is.
That.
There is something about it where, like, we're paying for, you know, for years and years and years, Tom Brady. And then you go to see the game and you're like, well, he's not there. Or he's barely playing. So, yeah, I don't think they really need to factor that in. I think fans will go. They'll be annoyed. They're like, oh, it's Woolridge, but it's still football. They still drove out there. They'll have their beers, and then they'll, you know, hopefully get home safely.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that would be a bad reason to get him in the games, but I don't always think the Patriots, under Robert Kraft in recent years, have made the soundest decisions, and so I wouldn't rule that out, especially since Curran just kind of said that out of nowhere. Like, it's not like we asked him about that.
Yeah, right.
Kind of out of nowhere, he's like, well, geez, I wonder if they owe it to the fans to kind of get May out there for a little bit, and I was like, huh. I wonder if that's where they're at, again, business-wise.
Yeah.
Not that that would be a good football reason to make the decision. You can jump in again, 617-779-7937. What about Will Campbell? Should Will Campbell play more than May? Should, when May checks out of the game, should he leave as well? How many reps does he need tonight?
I'd like to see him a decent amount. I would put him in longer than Drake May. So if Drake May gets one series, and you're hoping it's not three and out, because three and out, and what if it's like run, incomplete pass, punt, you're like, I didn't really see anything.
Yeah, get an extra series.
He'd like
yeah.
one more. But let's say he has a series where they pick up a first down, and you're happy with Drake May, and you get him out of the game. I think Will Campbell, even though there doesn't seem to be, I don't even know who the backup left tackle would be. Like, it is his job. Like, he has to really, really lose the job to not be the starting left tackle. But at the same time, I'd like to see him get a few more reps. It's been up and down in camp. A lot of the talk is struggles a bit in the one-on-ones. Team period kind of holds his own. And so now you are going full go. And there's a lot of times when you watch him practice and you're like, ooh, did he hold him long enough, or would that have been a sack?
Right.
Or like, could the quarterback have thrown? Would the quarterback have run? Like, what's going? At least you have that now. So if he gets whatever Drake May gets, and then also like a Josh Dobbs series or two, I'd be happy with that.
So that's what I think I would do with Campbell. I'm assuming Dobbs won't play a ton tonight either. I think
not.
They kind of know what those guys are, and Woolridge is going to play a crap.
It's
going
to be Wooly.
But if May gets a series or two and Dobbs gets another series or two, Campbell should play with those two.
Yeah.
And then I'd get him out. I'd say the same thing about Jared Wilson. I know you don't expect Steph Diggs tonight. Neither do I. Do you expect him at all in the preseason? Meaning a game.
Yeah, I think he might. Now, Randy Moss didn't, famously, and then hit the ground running.
I'm not sure we're going to. I think
he's done more at camp than I thought that he would do. And so this isn't like your typical just guy off of an injury. Like, I go back to the getting on the same page with Drake May, and you know, for all the success in the joint practice, when they did introduce Steph Diggs later into the practice, didn't look as good.
No,
you know, like, they looked better with Booty and Pop and Mac Hollins. So you'd like to see them get a little bit of a connection. I think there is precedent, though. Like, you could say, well, not all veterans play in the preseason and then they still go out and have Pro Bowl years, so I wouldn't like lose my mind. But I would like to see him work in a rotation next week. I don't need to see him tonight.
I doubt he plays tonight, though who knows. I bet he doesn't play in a preseason game. And I personally don't really need to see it. As long as he's out there at the joint practices, that's a controlled setting where he can go hopefully through some one-on-ones if they do that. They didn't do any wide receiver corner one-on-ones last week with the Commanders. Maybe they will next week with the Vikings. He can go through some 7-on-7 and 11-on-11s. Like, to me, for a veteran like him, I want the chemistry with May and him, but I would trust that to be ready by week one. I don't need to see him in these preseason games getting hurt for no reason. Like, that's one guy I would manage coming back from an injury. Morgan Moses, Carlton Davis to a lesser degree. So
right.
my guess is we won't see him. I'm not going to kick and scream if he's playing in these games unless he gets stretchered off. But I would wager on him probably participating a little bit more in the joints next week against the Vikings, and then probably not at all in the preseason. Anybody else you got your eyes on? You mentioned Kyle Williams as well.
Yeah, Kyle Williams, of course. I think the whole rookie class, because they all could play such a big role on the team this season. Jared Wilson, obviously, is another one. You know, I assume he's going to play as long as Campbell plays. Although, I don't know. I mean, I think he's pretty much the left guard, and he's sort of out of that center rotation, even though early in camp he kind of was. Probably don't need him in there. But those two guys, they could both be starters. Henderson, who has had some very high highs in camp so far, and do they just take the three running backs and find a way to use the three running backs, or does like Gibson and Henderson look really good and you're like, well, maybe that's all you need?
So that's actually an interesting thing too. Like, does Ramondre get a series with May, and then May comes out for a second series and it's Gibson, or is Henderson mixing him with that group? Is he mixing it on passing downs? Are they kind of running on and off the field? Like, how are those guys utilized? I'm not saying what they do in preseason game number one will align directly with what they do week one, but it could be some insight into how those guys are going to be used in a real game situation.
And then Kyle Williams, for sure. I mean, I'm with Wiggy. The whole wide receiver room is interesting because there's guys fighting for roster spots, and then there are guys fighting for playing time. And, like, you could go one day looking like, oh, that might be the three or four option to, well, if he didn't play well, he might not make the team. Like, it's pretty competitive, I would say, 4 through 6. Right. And so does Kyle Williams or Javon Baker or, you know, Mac Hollins, if he plays, like, do those guys kind of show out a little bit?
Well, let me give you one more. is Kyle Duggar playing beyond some of the starters? You know, that's a guy who we're watching his roster spot. Like, is he playing with some second-unit guys, and is Woodson stealing
some
of his reps?
That's always a big tell, especially in the last preseason game, but even in the first. Like, if there's a guy that you – if you know the like, name of a guy playing in the fourth quarter –
he's in the game a little late. Yeah, so I was just going to say this, too, about some of those receivers. Is Javon Baker playing a lot with Woolridge? You know Jalen Polk is going to be. Who's Chisholm getting reps with?
Probably like all Woolridge.
If those guys are out there for the second half with the third-string quarterback, that's a bad sign for their roster spot.
I could see Baker, especially if Drake May doesn't play a lot, I could see Baker not getting any run with him, but being in there with Dobbs.
Yeah.
And then obviously with Woolridge as well. And then Craig Woodson, the eraser?
I'm saying, I think if he's out there with Woolridge, that's not a great sign for him.
No. Not a great sign, but is it exclusively Woolridge? Then I would agree with you. If it's also some Dobbs and it's like,
yeah,
let the guy play.
That's fair.
Give Woolridge a chance, right? So Woolridge isn't just out there with scrubs, because there are a lot of receivers fighting for just snaps in general. Because we even saw that. Remember, like, we saw Mac Hollins as one of the three receivers on multiple Drake May sets. And then you look back up and it's Josh Dobbs' group. And Mac Hollins is out there again. So you're like, okay, they've had a sort of mix and match with some of those receivers.
All right, you can jump in. 617-779-7937. We got thoughts on the Brady statue unveiling tonight. We got some hints. I know the news stations are covering it very breathlessly. So we have some thoughts on that. We also have some best and worst case scenarios for the Patriots. Once we roll around to some real games this season, we'll get you all of that.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get to the week in review coming up about 15 minutes from now. Keith fetched his keys. I saw them. They are now down here.
Ready to go.
Look at these puppies.
We're ready for the keys to the preseason.
People are already clamoring for it, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
That'll come your way.
Very exciting.
At 1 o'clock here on Jones and Keefe, so stay tuned for it. Big night tonight at Gillette. I didn't realize this. I heard Billy in trending.
Statue?
Yeah, well, there's a statue.
Statue night.
I didn't realize afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got a big, giant 12-foot Brady statue.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be down there today. So I should have been hyping that up. I know there's very breathless coverage for the whole thing.
All the jersey's 12 feet high. It is glorious. I've seen it.
You're going to peek under the get an exclusive?
Well, maybe. I bet Fitzy. Well, Fitzy or Ted. I think either one of those have a good shot, maybe for different reasons.
Yeah.
Ted is an ex-player.
Right.
Fitzy's well-connected down there.
Sure is.
So you just got to talk your way past and then, take a little peek under the tarp.
12-foot statue, also known as three Andy Harts stacked on top of each other. Very exciting.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
It's a 12-foot statue.
That's
if he
right.
is holding up the Lombardi.
I hope that doesn't include that the 12 feet.
Is that the tippity top of the 12 feet?
Or otherwise, he's like 9 feet.
Seven!
And he's 7 feet maybe, and then he's just like holding it above his head.
Yeah, that's not even that
12
much.
12 from the top of the Lombardi down to his toes?
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
You've seen the images going around today with all the news stations. They got the big tarp over the thing. I think it's 12 from tip to tail there, from the top of the statue all the way down to the bottom, I think.
Seven is dominated nuts, the world. Though.
How tall do you think a statue should be? We're finally asking the real questions here.
Well, I thought Brady himself was going to be 12 feet tall, not a Lombardi that he's holding up in the air.
Right.
So to me, about that.
Okay.
How big is Bobby Orr? Bobby Orr's probably fairly close to life size, right?
Yeah, I would think probably. Red?
Red's very much red? Life size. Yeah, sure. You think it's a real person.
Yeah, that's right.
Just sitting there on the bench.
This guy hasn't moved all day.
Dude, there are pigeons crapping all over you.
You need to move.
You should move.
So I guess you go one of two ways. You either make it like life size, a nice 6'6" or whatever Brady is, and then they're like, well, let's double that.
So. We now think, though, Billy was doing good sleuthing. We now think he's holding a Lombardi. We think that's the shape of what's going on.
Yeah, based off of what you can see. There's like a big giant cloth over it.
Look, it wouldn't be my first choice, but the beautiful thing about Brady, there's a lot of good options.
There's plenty.
And so let's see how this looks. And there is a non-zero chance we're all going to gasp because it's going to be a...
statues are tough.
Ronaldo, Dwayne Wade level statue.
Those are two all-timers. Even like Deion Sanders, Pro Football Hall of Fame. But these are just busts.
Yeah.
Now that's the hardest part, right? Is like figuring out the face, how much face detail. That's why I think you put the helmet on him. That covers that up.
It's a lot of just, like, margin for error.
You see like his eyes kind of, and just like the jersey number and the name, and then you're kind of good to go. This is exciting.
I like the idea of Brady choking out a jiu-jitsu instructor. That's a good idea for I had not thought of that.
Could be that.
As an idea for a statue.
So where is this going to be located again? I know they've said it over over again. Are you going to walk when you walk in?
It's like, right by the Hall, Patriots Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I think it's over on that side, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a good spot.
I thought that's what I read in the press release the other day.
Yeah, if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, that is the Dwayne Wade statue in Miami where they're like, hey, let's go with like an emotional face. And it's horrifying. It's the thing of nightmares.
And it looks nothing like Dwayne Wade.
And it also looks nothing like Dwayne Wade. It looks like a bad horror movie villain.
There really is a chance we're going to see this tonight and be like,
good Lord! What'd you do? We don't know.
That's in play.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. And Robert Kraft's going to have to be there and be like, oh, it's such a great statue. It looks nothing like Brady.
There's the side-by-side Dwayne Wade.
I mean, do we think Brady's seen it yet? Today. Robert told Kay Adams.
Oh, no. You don't think so?
Robert told Kay Adams a couple of weeks ago.
Been in storage for a couple of years.
That he hadn't seen it. But now Brady's here. You don't think Brady's seen it yet?
Well, I hope so because.
Me too.
If he hasn't and it's bad, he's not going to be able to hide it.
No.
He's going to be like, he's going to gasp.
I want that genuine reaction when it is bad.
So I'm with Nick. I would like that.
We're going for gasps.
We're going for gasps.
Yeah.
I would like it to be his first reaction. And we all get to see that.
These are good ones. The courtroom sketch, we get a lot of that. How about Guerrero massaging Brady's thigh?
Good rub down.
That's a good one. Like, that's something that we could have live on forever.
That's true.
So that's tonight at 6 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons will be there leading up to preseason game number one tonight here on WEEI. We went through this earlier, Keith. A realistic best and worst case scenario. A text line was chastising us earlier. They're like, well, the best case is Patriots go undefeated and win the Super Bowl.
17-0.
Yeah, no, I got it. Let's try to keep it somewhere on planet
Earth. They never lose again.
I have them at 9 wins. You have them at 10 wins. We both have them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But what's a realistic best-case scenario for this team?
So I think it would be probably just one step over. I think I'm already sort of at the high end.
I agree.
Right?
Like, we're both close to the best-case scenario for the team.
Yeah. And it has a lot to do with the opponents that they're facing, almost entirely to do with the opponents that they're facing. But, no, I think that's where they're going to be. I mean, Vegas preseason has them favored in 11 games. So we're not even asking for, like, upsets. In fact, we're, like, giving them another couple of losses in your case. So I think best case, though, would be, like, a realistic best case is end of the year, they somehow go 11-6. And you're like, holy crap. And then they get a decent matchup in the first round and maybe win a game. That'd be, like, best case scenario, you win your first playoff game since 2018. Not what I would predict, but I think everything falls in line, everything goes your way. Maybe you're in the divisional round.
So this is not our goal for the team. Like, the goal is to just get to the playoffs, and I'll feel a lot differently about a 10-win season and bombarded than Mac Jones. I didn't feel great about the way that season ended. And look, I'm not going to let them off the hook if they get blown out in a playoff game, but if they're back in the playoffs with 10 wins, they would reach my goal.
So playoffs is obviously a successful season. I would even go one step, like, less.
Winning season?
Yeah, I told you. If they're in the hunt. If that graphic pops up at the end of December, playoff standings in the hunt. Last couple of years, they weren't even on the graphic anymore.
I think I'm past that. I think I was there until we saw the schedule, and then once we saw the schedule, I'm like, they should have a winning record. The over-under is 8.5.
But if you win 9 games, you're not a lock for the playoffs, and it might come down to tiebreakers. That's what I'm saying is, like, if they go 9-8 and they win their last game of the season, but so does the Chargers and the Chiefs or whatever, and you're like, oh, you lost on a bad tiebreaker, I would still look at that as a big win of a season. Now, if you go 8-9, 7-11, 7-10, I'm with you. That, to me, not a successful season.
Okay, so I think what the Commanders did last year on a couple of different counts, 12 wins in NFC title game, that's probably a round too far for the Patriots, the conference title game.
Yep.
Like, I think 11 wins would be about a best-case scenario. They're favored in all those games, so let's say they win every game they're favored to win. And then they went around in the playoffs. That, to me, is a realistic best-case scenario for this team. And that's not what I'm forecasting. That's not the goal the attainable goal for this team this year. But I think that's about as good as they can do. The other side, Keith, you said something like 6 or 7 wins.
It's probably the worst-case realistic scenario.
I don't know why those feel so different. I don't really have even a good reason for it. But to me, 7-10 just sounds a hell of a lot better than 6-11. I know it's one win. One sounds a lot closer to being competitive than the other to me. I don't know why. Line has to be somewhere. And to me, that's kind of where that line is.
Well, actually, it's back-to-back 4-win seasons. So you fired Bill after a 4-win season. You fired Mayo after a 4-win season. You bring in Vrabel. You have a big free agency class. You bring in all these new coaches. If you're Robert Kraft, you bring back the offensive coordinator you never wanted to leave. You have what we think is a decent actual draft class. And if you only win 2 more games, that's going to look pretty bad. I don't know how, though, they win only 4 or 5. That's why I don't even think that's really realistic. Again, barring 4 of your best guys missing the whole season. Like, we're not talking about that.
These
guys are out there.
Injuries.
If it's all Josh Dobbs, whatever, we'll address that at another time. But in the meantime, even if you lose a guy here or there, like, nobody's going to play all 17. But if you have that, then, or not everybody, I should say, will play all 17. The schedule's just incredibly bad. All those teams that you were tanking with last year, like Cleveland and Tennessee and the Giants and Carolina, they're all on your schedule.
But if they start poorly, and this is again why I want May to get reps, if they we look at all these as winnable games to start the year, first month, Vegas, Miami, Pittsburgh, Carolina, all of those are winnable. I'm not saying they're going to win every one.
Yeah.
But they're all winnable.
And 3 of them are at home.
If you start 0-3 going into that Carolina game,
oh boy. Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's not a lot of gimmies on the schedule anymore. You know? I don't even know that Carolina's a gimme at that point, or Tennessee, or Cleveland. Like, if you're starting poorly, I don't really know that there's a lot of gimmies.
Yeah, I think you need to start 3-1.
Yeah.
And you can mix it up any way you want, but you need to start 3-1 because then week 5 you have Buffalo. So it's almost like, I'll give you that one. If you pull off the upset, great. But you're 3-2.
That one's a loss.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But now you're 3. So if you have a winning record after 5 weeks, like, you have at least, like, you're into the season now, and there's a pretty easy stretch upcoming, and then it gets a little bit more difficult towards the end. So at the halfway point, they have to have a winning record in my mind in order to hit the goal of making the playoffs. Because if they don't, now you're saying, all right, you got to go into Tampa Bay and win, or you got to go into Baltimore and win, or you got to beat Buffalo. Like, now the task is a lot more daunting if you don't get off to that good start.
Yeah, so look, the range of outcomes we see is kind of 6 to 11 wins, and I think that's about right. I have a real hard time seeing them winning 4 games, as you just said. Like, yeah. I don't even think that's possible.
More realistic, 4 or 14?
Well,
probably
I think I would go four.
Because then
that.
In that scenario, yeah. It might be like Drake May plays half the games or something like that.
Yeah, I would answer that one 4.
Yeah.
But no, the real thing, since you brought up May, the real thing that would make it a worst case scenario is we get to the end of the year and you really haven't seen a difference in Drake May. Like, he's still turnover prone. He has another losing season. He's not going to win one game like he did a year ago. But, you know, again, he's 6-11. There's too many turnovers. There's too many backbreaking turnovers in winnable games. That would be a real worst-case scenario individually for the organization going forward. Like, if you don't know what you have in Drake May, and there's still big questions about him coming out of this year, well, then that'll be a real nightmare scenario for this team.
Yeah, because that was even that's like deja vu flashbacks to Mac Jones. It was just like, all right, what this team does, like, are we at least getting a step forward? But actually went the other way.
Because Mac did still have quite a few believers going into year 3.
Yeah, because people were banking on year 1. They're like, oh, it was the coordinators in year
Bill
2.
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Mac still had, yeah. I was warring with those people. I'm sure Shime was. Maybe you were, Keith. Like, yeah. I was warring with those people at the time. Like,
yeah, it was a bit much.
Mac still had quite a few believers going into that year.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't last very long once the season started. But going into that year, he still had some backers.
Yeah, and so I'm with you. That's one of, but I think also expectations are just even higher because of the free agency class. Like, I think had they not been as aggressive in free agency, or even, you know, God forbid, they just brought Mayo back for year 2, I think the real goal would have been just make Drake May look good, figure out Drake May. Now it's like, well, do that, but also be competitive and make the playoffs. Like, I think, you know, both of those things are going to be in play.
617-779-7937. Best case scenarios, worst case scenarios for the Patriots with preseason game. Number 1 tonight against the Commanders. You got WEEI Afternoons live at Gillette tonight for that first preseason game. I will get you keys to the preseason coming up at 1 o'clock. On the way next, it's the Week in Review.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Catch, he's like, get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe, the first full week of August 2025. Of course, we started the week the only way we can with not one but two poop stories.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to go to the theaters this weekend. I was a little upset because I wanted to see The Naked Gun.
Oh, you thought about it.
I
know that game.
Thought long and hard about it. We met up at a playground / one of those like water, like splash pads.
Oh, my. Bragg City over here.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
So it was me, CeCe, Georgie,
Kate.
Kids
got Giardia.
Hold on a second. CeCe's friend and her little sister and her mom. So all of us were there at the park. They go over to play in the splash pad. They're playing the splash pad for a little while until we noticed human feces on the splash pad.
Oh, no.
Somebody just a giant poop.
Oh, no.
Could be related. I didn't see it happen. There was a little dude just running around naked.
Oh.
I think he peed everywhere. He's the number one suspect.
I understand how this is about to sound.
Yeah.
We ran into human feces, Kat and I, on our honeymoon.
Where and how did you run into this?
This is an old San Juan,
Bragg.
At El Moro. The fort, we wanted to take a picture by a specific turret on the old fort, and I walked in there, and I'm like, Kat, there is a human poop inside that turret. Let's keep it moving, because it is
one of the real pranksters down there. One of the real pranksters.
I was like, that is not. Yeah, that's so not an animal. That is a human poop in there.
So I was really grossed out. I was really grossed out by that.
You couldn't get to the movies.
Could not get to the movies.
Okay.
No. Trump's America giveth and it taketh away.
It sure
Keith.
Does.
I mean, what can you say? Yeah.
Hopefully this weekend we can get to the movies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to that splash pad. Tell you that much.
It's out of the rotation. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
So we were at Patriots training camp on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And this, believe it or not, was a big subject the last couple of months. Will Campbell.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And his shorter than average arms. At least going into the draft, that was discussed quite a bit. I finally got the binocs on him, though,
on
Tuesday.
We eventually got to it.
On Tuesday.
You kind of can tell that Will Campbell's arms are short.
Oh, no.
You kind of can. Like, they're all just...
Oh, no.
So, you're just standing in the huddle.
Is it because there's no shoulder pads? Is that why it's jumping out to you today? Like, why are you noticing it on day 11?
They're all just kind of standing around, like, going through, like, half speed. So, he's standing next to a bunch of other linemen, obviously, and you just sort of see, like, where their arms kind of come down. Like, I don't think Will Campbell could put his hands in his pocket.
You were watching this earlier. I was asking if he was reaching his toes when he was stretching.
I'm like, maybe it's possible Morgan Moses just has the longest wingspan of all time. Maybe that's possible.
All right, so these are things you're noticing.
I'm noticing these now, yes.
The arm length is
like,
quite
for real.
Noticeable.
Like, I'm not trying to be a silly goose about it. Like, there are...
No, I'm at...
It looks,
no,
it looks short.
Look, I think it's a good observation. Ooh, wow, these are...
Aren't those good?
What are these? Binocs. What are these, prescription?
Well, I hope so.
Oh,
take
yeah.
a look over. See him breaking the huddle there?
Yeah.
So when they're just all standing straight up and their arms are like down by their side.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you got to deal with this fence a little bit more than I realized.
The fence is tricky. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
That was Jones trying to figure out the binoculars through the fence.
Me going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had no clue.
I was like, I can see that. I genuinely couldn't see anything. I was looking at iron bars right in front of my face.
Let the record show. I think Will Campbell can be a fine left tackle. Let me state that for the record. I think he can be fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Well, there's different ways to say that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Jones had something to say about himself on Wednesday, which has now led to one of my favorite nicknames here at the station. I'll update you on the nickname in a moment.
Would you rather be the fastest person in the world or the strongest?
Ooh, I'm pretty fast, Keith, so I'm going to go with strongest.
Oh, interesting.
I would rather.
Swerving on that.
Okay. Well, I would rather be the strongest. I know what it feels like to be decently fast. Don't confuse my speed. I'm not quick.
No,
but you get me up on a
straight
plane full speed. You get me up on full speed.
But you have a good 40-yard dash.
Well, I don't know if I have a good 40-yard dash.
Well, that's what you're talking about. You're fast.
I have a much more representative 40-yard dash than strength.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's not saying much, I guess.
I think I would get hurt doing either one at this point.
We were down the Cape this weekend.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Pick that up!
Finally,
pick that up!
Brawl.
Kill him!
First team.
Rip his head off!
That's just us multitasking.
Oh, wow.
We're right in the middle of a would-you-rather, and then we saw one of the two fights.
That was when Vrabel got thrown to the ground, maybe?
There.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that was in
that
there.
That was good reaction.
Yeah, and that's...
We could do two things at once.
Wiggy... Barely.
Yeah.
But Wiggy didn't latch on to that at all. Now Wiggy...
Wiggy's obsessed with it. So Jones saying he's fast has led to every conversation we've had with Wiggy since him talking about Jones' speed. How fast is Jones? How fast was Jones?
But only in a 40... It's like if
Well, specifically a 40.
Any other kind of race, no. Wiggy does not count that. It's strictly a 40.
Yeah.
Which I said right there. I'm like, I don't think I'd run very fast in a 40.
But you said you were fast.
Well,
and you said you know what it's like to be fast.
Yeah, I do.
So now Wiggy refers to you as the cheetah. The cheetah and Keefe, middays 10 to 2.
Now, you're like, you even said it there. Wiggy's like, there's no chance we would all do 40-yard dashes without.
No, we couldn't. It's a fun idea, but everybody would get hurt. For real. Like,
well, I don't think everybody would get hurt.
Half the people would just be incredibly slow. The other half would be, like, grabbing their hamstrings.
But we... Has a combine here ever been done? I know it's been done elsewhere, but has ever been done here? I thought you guys might have done something like that.
No. We did, I mean, our show did like a fun, like, you know, little games and stuff. It wasn't like a full-out sprint, though. The most athletic thing we did was probably throw a vortex, right? Everything else was like we did like a saltine challenge.
That was dangerous, though. It was muddy out there.
It is true. The fact that we all stayed on our feet was a
Keefe,
win.
You hear Keefe, he's like, the only athletic thing we actually did is the one that Keefe won.
No,
did you notice that? You know what he just did
there? I just painting the picture for the people.
I mean, he is right, though. I don't think throwing darts is very athletic.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I
think he did the worst.
I feel like you're taking away from our combine champion, Billy Lanny. I think you're,
I'm not taking away from Billy.
A little bit.
I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out everything. We did four things in a conference room and one thing outside. So you tell me how those events were. But no, I'm good with whatever for next year.
All right.
We were also on the moment the Roman Anthony extension came down.
All right, Jeff Passan with the first to have this. Outfielder Roman Anthony and the Boston Red Sox are finalizing an 8-year, $130 million contract extension. Two words. Hell yeah, Keith.
That's fantastic.
Your guy Breslow.
You know they're feeling it after the Devers trade. People are like, where are you spending your money? If it bullied him into signing Roman Anthony, then good. I'm happy Roman Anthony is signed. Maybe that's what he's been doing. Maybe that's why I had to scratch him for a couple of days out of the lineup. Get him signed up. Who could possibly have a problem with that? Awesome deal. Awesome contract. 8 years, Oh, wait. I asked too soon. Do you not like that he's rushing to get the money?
No, I was just going to say.
Is that what you don't like?
My take. Now, it's had to be altered.
No, boy.
Hold on a second. Let me finish. Can I finish? I gotta finish. No, I've had to actually change this. This used to be a piping hot take of mine. I've had to change it. Great players don't sign real early. Great, truly great players don't sign real early. Seydon Rafael is looking pretty good. So maybe Seydon Rafael, who signed early and didn't bet on himself completely.
Brian Baio.
Brian Baio's another one.
In the American League as of yesterday. I didn't check the updates today.
Now, Christian Campbell?
ERA. Well,
Christian Campbell, maybe not. And there's got some other ones around the league.
He's got some time.
So there you go. No, I think it's a good signing. I was just pointing that part out.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And many others have sort of said, all right, I mean, this guy. But that is a lot of money. And I think with him, and you brought up Julio Rodriguez and Ronald Acuna as two good examples of they'll still be able to get that crazy payday, but they lock this up in the short term.
It was, for the record, not two words. It was three words, though. That's being pointed
Hell
out
yeah, Keith.
Many places.
Hell yeah, Keith.
period, separate thought, Keith.
Keith, yeah. We also found out exactly how the Roman Anthony extension got done. It was the owner, Henry, firing up an email and sending it to his star player.
Wow. Oh, by the way, speaking of John Henry.
Yeah.
I was reading Alex Speer today.
All right.
Brag.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think he said, let me double check this, that John Henry emailed Roman Anthony that a contract extension was on the way. Hang on.
John Henry emailed Roman Anthony?
Anthony, who'd been alerted Sunday morning by Red Sox principal owner and Globe owner, John Henry, that the team was preparing to make him another offer.
John Henry emailed Roman Anthony?
Okay.
Linda, transcribe for me. $130 million. Stop.
I don't know what that is.
8 years. Stop.
None of that makes sense to me. If you got an email from John Henry, would you just assume it was fake?
Yeah, it's not real. Yeah, right. I owe a Nigerian prince $130 million? What?
I don't know.
That is so odd.
Do 21-year-old people even have emails?
Great
question. It's probably like the wrong guy. He's too old. He's too young.
John Henry DM'd him. He's negotiating his contract through DMs.
Strange.
Very strange.
But they got the deal done. No matter how they got it done, they got it done.
John Henry's been strangely involved in the whole Roman Anthony thing the last, 48 to 72 hours.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Been right there, front and center. Mm-hmm. All right, Jones, we have 4 nominees for Brag of the Week. This one comes from yesterday's Kiefer Madness.
Now, I reached out to the Savannah River nuclear site.
Sick brag, bro.
All right. There's one.
Was that guy again? Limes? Something Limes?
Cameron Limes.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Okay. They call them Limes. All right. This next one comes in courtesy of Courtney Cox.
Beverly's actually very nice. I was there a few weeks ago.
Sick brag, bro.
All right.
Beverly.
In Beverly Math.
Beverly and Lemonster. I was listening to that segment. Two of the top three zip codes in the country in terms of
Beverly
real estate.
And Lemonster.
Yeah, the hottest zip codes according to Realtor.com. Yeah.
What about 90210? I would assume number
probably
one.
Sandwiched right in there. Got it.
All right. This was also from a caller that we had earlier in the week.
Calling out here from San Diego.
Sick brag, bro.
I actually kind of just started listening to you guys.
Sick brag, bro.
But I'm from Vermont.
Sick brag, bro.
Red Sox fan as well.
Sick brag, bro.
And out here in San Diego.
Sick brag, bro.
Where were you calling him again?
San Diego.
Sick brag, bro.
So there's a lot in there. Okay. So he's stuffing the ballot.
What was that, a 5 or a 6-leg parlay?
That would have hit every leg. So tough competition, but we might have saved the best for last.
We might have saved the best for last.
And I know he's going for it. He told us before he left today, he's going for the brag of the week. Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh.
I'll text Brady.
Sick brag, bro.
Oh, wow.
You think he'd respond?
Yeah, he will.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow.
I'll text Brady.
That trumps them all. Yeah, he'll respond.
Being in Beverly is a couple weeks ago.
Pretty good.
Good one. Contacting the guy from the Savannah Bananas or whatever that guy did is a good one.
No, the Savannah Nuclear Waste.
Yeah. The San Diego guy that grew up in Vermont is a Red Sox fan and just started listening to the show. Yeah. All very good
so
ones.
So many brags.
He tried to, I think, go quantity over quality.
Yep.
But Wiggy just nonchalant saying, I'll text Brady.
I think Wiggy's... Yeah. Pretty easy brag of the week.
I mean, having Tom Brady's phone number alone.
That's probably its own brag right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good call.
We might have to, in the honor of, naming things after people, maybe it's going to be the Jermaine Wiggins brag of the week.
They jello for South.
He might. I mean, that's a big time one.
Yeah.
I'll text Brady.
Like, okay. Yeah, like that's one even Greg is like,
yeah, wow.
Okay, excuse me.
Hold on.
Yeah, seriously.
So pretty good.
Okay.
There's our which one are you going to go with, Wiggy?
Oh, I think it's definitely Wiggy. Right. Yeah. Wiggy for brag of the week. As you said, we may have to retire it. 617-779-7937. That is the week in review here on Jones and Keith. We got grab bag, we got clip du jour, and you hear a little something out there?
I do.
What is that I hear? Oh, that sounds like Rich Keefe's keys to the preseason. Next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.